As a community mourns the loss of a Surrey teen who was shot in a police incident Sunday, Autism BC is calling for changes to be made when it comes to trauma-informed care. The Independent Investigations Office of BC has also provided an update in the incident, confirming the deceased person was a male youth, and an expansion on why the agency cannot release certain information, including the type of weapon, while they investigate what happened. Autism BC extends our deepest sympathies to the family of 15-year-old Chase, who lost his life this week in a tragic incident. We recognize that Chase's family and friends in our community are in deep mourning, experiencing a range of emotions, including anger, confusion, and a profound need for comfort and security. We understand the fear and worry many in our community feel about whether police and emergency responders know how to interact with autistic individuals safely, the organization's statement said. We strongly advocate for trauma-informed care to support our community, and this profound loss has amplified the urgency for action among our partner groups. It is crucial to emphasize understanding of disabilities affected by delayed executive functioning and auditory processing and to enhance our protection of the non-speaking community members who can be particularly at risk. To this end, Autism BC is advocating for comprehensive education and training for all emergency medical services across sectors, the statement continued. Additionally, we continue to advocate for a neuroaffirmative and voluntary identification system to support autistic and non-speaking individuals. Chase, a Clayton Heights secondary student, died Sunday afternoon, February 9, when police responded to a report of a person with a weapon at a school in the 7000 block of 188th Street. An interaction between the teen and the police reportedly happened further away, near the intersection of 70th Avenue and 185th Street, during which shots were fired by police, according to the IIO. The person sustained a gunshot-related injury and was pronounced deceased at the scene. IIO Chief Civilian Director Jessica Berglund reminded the public of her agency's responsibilities. As is the case in all IIO investigations, our investigators are currently working to gather all available evidence and interviewing witnesses. As our investigation continues, I want to reiterate that the IIO has a responsibility to avoid releasing any information that could prejudice an investigation, contaminate witness memories, or unduly infringe on the privacy rights of an affected person. Similarly, a critical component of this work is ensuring that information released by IIO has been independently verified to the fullest extent possible before they confirm details publicly, she continued, adding that often, details are held back. This is particularly true in cases where a non-police weapon was involved in an incident. Identifying a particular type of weapon may be seen by some to suggest a conclusion to the issue of whether the police action was justified or not. To avoid that perception, important details like the weapon type are held back until a full and complete investigation has been conducted. In some cases, it may be important to note that a weapon was present to give the public an accurate snapshot of the incident. Where possible, the IIO does not specify the weapon type until the role it may have played in an incident has been investigated, she said. We appreciate the community and public's patience while we ensure our investigation is conducted thoroughly, fairly, and to the highest standard possible. Autism BC said it is dedicated to addressing the gaps in support for children, youth, and adults within BC's Ministry of Education and Childcare, Ministry of Child and Family Development, Ministry of Health, and Ministry of Social Development and Poverty Reduction. We highlight the lack of support for bright, verbal, autistic youth with high social-emotional needs and strong cognitive skills, whose challenges are often overlooked in both the needs-based funding system and the school system, especially at the high school level. We acknowledge that social isolation stemming from a lack of connection and support can exacerbate mental health issues for autistic youth. Our youth are in urgent need of wraparound support from the above ministries, their statement said, but also called for hope. At Autism BC, we emphasize the need to stay focused on advocacy, operating with hope amid tragedy. We highlight the importance of holding space for emotions while acting from a place of care for the community, the statement said, and advocated for support from all areas and agencies. We call for collective support in addressing the needs of the families and community impacted by this tragic loss. We urge our educational system to put support in place for students not just in Surrey but across the province, as the impact of this event is felt as a collective community. We cannot overstate the importance of trauma-informed practices and understanding disabilities. We are committed to advocating to close the funding gap for social-emotional support in schools, especially for autistic and neurodivergent youth. The organization also emphasized the significance of relationship-based community development with a focus on advocacy work with hope and care through education and awareness. Again, our heartfelt and deepest condolences go out to Chase's family and friends and our grieving community, their statement concluded. The IIO investigation into the incident continues. The BC Coroner's Service's independent investigation into the death is also underway. Peace Arch News reached out to BC Coroner's Service, but in an email, the agency would only confirm it is investigating the incident. However, because it is an open coroner's investigation, I'm not able to provide any further details, the email said. The IIO is asking that anyone who saw or who has video footage of the incident to please contact the IIO witness line toll-free at 1-855-446-8477 or via the contact form on the IIBC.ca website.